To me, treaties are nonsense. It's mm-hmm. it's a career field for people. Mm-hmm. But if people don't want to have the treaty, they'll abrogate the treaty. Mm-hmm. There's no penalty clause in treaties. Mm-hmm. Now, if you had a penalty clause that the president of the country who breaks the treaty or gets out of it gets his head chopped off, mm-hmm. treaties might make sense.
Yes.
But treaties, there's no penalty clause. There's a lot of money, a lot of effort, a lot of frustration. Mm-hmm. It's nonsense, just mm-hmm. like the NPT. Mm-hmm. Now, on the CTB, I think if we don't need to test, and we think it, clearly it isn't going to prevent anybody else from testing if they want to test, if we don't test. Mm-hmm. That's a myth. If people, any government feels they need to test, really need to test, they mm-hmm. will. Mm-hmm. People aren't... I suspect that if Russia starts to test, I don't think they ever will again, mm-hmm. we might, politically, might be forced to test. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. We don't need it now. But I don't think we should ever put anything in the stockpile in the context of a nuclear deterrent that hasn't been tested. Mm-hmm. And they're proposing to do that. Mm-hmm. With this new whatever program it is. And I challenged Mr. Brooks on this at this meeting at the Academy. And I said, I'll give you an example.
Okay.
Said, every once in a while, you have to have a key made. So you go down to the hardware store, and you give them your key, and they make a copy. Mm-hmm. And the guy looks at it, takes off the burrs, compares it. You look at it, and everything is peachy keen. Mm-hmm. And you bring it home, and you put it up on the shelf, right? Mm-hmm. No. You try it. Mm-hmm. And about a third of the time, it does not work. Mm. It's a very simple thing. I call it two-dimensional. It's three, but it's really two-dimensional. Just a little wiggles.
Yes.
And you can look at it, and you compare it. And yes. It doesn't work. And you take it back to the guy. And he looks at it and compares it with the original. And he throws it in a bucket that's just filled with keys. Mm-hmm. And he makes you a new one. And you say, well, what's in that? What are those buckets? He says, those are keys I made that didn't work. And I said, there's a message there. Mm-hmm. These things are much more complicated than a key.
Yes.
And if you're really going to count on it, you better test it.
Right.
Well, so much for that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I just think I've seen too many failures.
Of tests. Yeah.
Not a lot, but just one is sobering.
Right. Right.
And these are complicated things. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe if you're going to make a gun mm-hmm. with umpty-ump amounts of uranium, mm-hmm. yeah, you don't know what it'll do, what the yield will be, but you'll know it'll work. Mm-hmm. It may fizzle, mm-hmm. but still it'll do something. Mm-hmm. But the present multi-stage devices are really quite complicated, mm-hmm. and you shouldn't put it in the stockpile unless it's tested.
Yeah.